Farmers across the West are making do with less water than they're used to, but the problem isn't just a lack of rainfall and snowpack. There are also outdated irrigation systems. We're going to go now to the Yakima Nation Reservation in Washington State, where old equipment has led to crop losses and conflict among farmers. Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity has our story.
Even at 6'4", Granger, Washington farmer Andy Kerfman says he's not used to looking out over the tops of his corn stalks in midsummer.
That plant should be pushing 10 to 12 foot tall. Some will be up to 14 foot tall. There's no doubt you have crop loss.
Water on the Wapato Irrigation Project flows to farms through gravity-fed canals covering an area the size of Chicago. This year, the district got just over half the usual amount. But Kerfman says there's a management problem, too. Water delivery is supposed to rotate among farmers throughout the season, but some of his cornfields have gotten water just twice all year. Each other time his turn came up.
The water never ever showed up down here. It was consumed by all the other farmers in the district.
Kerfman and many other farmers on the reservation are white. Many leased their land from the Yakima tribe. The irrigation district itself is run by the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Right up here is where we divert our water from the river.
On a drive around the district, manager Larry Nelson stops near a turnout, a gate where water drains out of the irrigation canals and onto an individual farmer's land.
What would be wrong with that turnout? There's no lock on it. Anybody could come and open it up and get whatever water they want.
When water's short, anything consumed here takes away from farmers downstream.
In years past, it was just allowed to happen, and those were good water years. Now we're in a bad water year, and you can't have that. You just can't.
Nelson says the district has hundreds of unpermitted pumps that make it hard to keep track of how much water is used where. But fines for noncompliance are almost unheard of. There are more basic limitations, too. Take what's called travel time. Let's say too much water is going down one canal. So, says Charles Burt, you reduce the flow.
By the time that reduction gets down to the end of the canal, it may be a day later.
By then, maybe conditions have changed and you need more water instead. Burt runs the irrigation program at California Polytechnic State University. He does consulting all over the country, including on the Yakima Reservation. He says the most sophisticated irrigation systems have controls like a normal house, so you can tell how much water is being used and turn it on and off at will. But those are the exception.
Further you get away from the field, the easier all this sounds. But when you get out and try to actually solve the problems, it just flat out takes money and time.
Many districts throughout the West still can't say exactly how much water each farmer is getting. And as long as everyone got enough water, Burt says accurate measurement wasn't a big priority. But in a drought, that uncertainty leaves plenty of room for conflict. The way farmer Andy Kerfman sees it, many of his peers are, quote, stealing water.
They're making their crop as normal. Other farmers are suffering.
On the Yakima Reservation, trust between farmers and irrigation managers is at an all-time low. The irrigation district is short-staffed, and Kerfman says it's incapable of keeping its canals locked and water deliveries on schedule. Farmers and water managers all talk about under-the-table payments and snipped padlocks that keep the situation from improving.
The wild, wild west is here, because that is happening.
And Kerfman thinks it's here to stay. For NPR News, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Yakima.